Water Wings, written by Morris Gleitzman and read by Marianne Fay.
"It's been a week and still no reply," said Pearl miserably. "I guess she doesn't want me." She stroked the frost off Winston's eyebrows. She knew he'd give her a sympathetic look if he could, and a cheery squeak. Pearl tried to cheer herself up. Perhaps Grandma never got the letter, she thought. Perhaps her postman was swept away by a mudslide. It didn't work. She still felt miserable. If she was going to answer, she'd have done it by now, Pearl said gloomily. For a sec she thought she saw a glint in Winston's eye. The old glint he used to give her when he thought she was being a pain in the guts. Then she realised it was just the reflection of the frozen peas and sweet corn. "Sorry to go on like this, Winston," she said, removing a small icicle from his ear. "But you're the only one I can talk to. None of the kids at school are speaking to me. Not since Craigette spread the rumour I'm a vampire." Pearl heard the front door bang. She froze. Mum was home.
"Pearl," called Mum. "What are you doing with your head in the freezer?"
Pearl quickly kissed Winston goodbye and slipped him under the bags of frozen peas and sweet corn. She closed the freezer door just as Mum came in. Pearl started to explain that she'd just been trying to cheer herself up, hoping that Mum would think she'd been looking for icy poles. Then she saw Mum wasn't listening.
"Howard couldn't believe it," Mum was saying.
"Couldn't believe what?" thought Pearl. "That some cages are called hutches?"
"His mother announcing that she's coming down. Just like that," said Mum. "She hasn't been down here for years."
Pearl stared at Mum, heart thumping.
"She must have liked your letter, or whatever you sent her," said Mum. "She arrives on Saturday."
Pearl struggled to control herself.
"So," said Mum, "you've got a babysitter. Look happy, if it's not too much effort."
Pearl looked happy. It wasn't any effort at all. The effort was in stopping herself from flinging the freezer open, grabbing Winston and dancing round the house with him.